The Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors continue in their search for consistency in the Saskatchewan Male AAA Hockey League. The Warriors went into the holiday break on a high note after an overtime win in Estevan, but their return to action saw the shoe on the other foot as the Warminville Cats took a 3-2 overtime victory out of the Moose Jaw Event Center on Wednesday night. Warman got on the board first when Carson Dyke scored the lone goal of the first period at the 7:27 mark. The Warriors would get that one back with 2:40 to play in the second period, though, with Liam Fitzpatrick scoring his team-leading 16th goal of the season. Fitzpatrick continues to have a solid season with his hometown team, with his 37 points in 27 games good enough for fifth place in league scoring, 5 points back of Tyson Yaremko of the Saskatoon Blazers for fourth. Max Thrinen then gave the Warriors their first lead of the game 8:17 into the third, but they wouldn't be able to make their 2-1 edge stick. Jason Herchik tied the game for Warman with 2:07 to play in regulation, setting the stage for Zane Normand to finish things off in overtime. Normand would score the 3-on-3 game winner with 3:30 gone in the extra period. Grady Hoffman had 2 assists for the Warriors, Kasdan Matties 2 helpers for the Wildcats. Ryan Hicks faced 34 shots in taking the loss in goal, while the Warriors had 40 shots on Warman goaltender Luke Brunin. The Warriors now find themselves with a 1-0-1-3-0-4 record and hanging on to the 8th and final playoff spot in the SMAAHL standings. Moose Jaw sits a point back of the Prince Albert Mintos for 7th and 3 back of Warman for 6th, while also holding a 3-point lead over 9th place Yorkton. The Winmar Warriors are back in action on Saturday when they host the aforementioned Mintos, with puck drop at 1:30 p.m. at the Moose Jaw Event Center. The Warriors are then in Saskatoon to face the Contacts on Sunday, with that contest taking place at 4:30 p.m. You can find all the scores and stats for the Warriors at www.small.com.